Paul, as we talked this afternoon, you're pretty much about 12 hours from getting off the plane last night to going through a game that goes five periods. So I wonder from your standpoint, we've talked to the players, what it's like for your group today moving forward.
Well, it's almost routine because we're used to getting off the plane at that point. That's how we travel all year. We're probably better rested now than we were during the regular season. It doesn't happen as often, so that part's normal. Not a lot of skaters here today. Get the recovery in and go over some things on video. So work really hard at establishing routines over the course of the year and then get real comfortable in sticking to them.
Dmitry Kulikov was in non-contact today. Can you give us any update at all?
Yeah, other than he's in non-contact and we have players that when until they get out of that, they're not players for us.
And on that note, Matthew Perreault was, so possibly at some point in the future?
That's a really good way to put it. I think that summed it right up.
Possible for game
three?
That's
probably what I would have said exactly, as a matter of fact.
I've learned something over the last few weeks.
There you go, you're picking up on it.
So I can't ask you if it's possible for
game three? You can ask anything you want, brother.
Possible for game three?
Sure. Everybody's possible. You might play. Keep asking those sweet questions.
Probably not. There's only a couple guys on this team that have been to overtime in the playoffs, and there's a lot of guys, obviously, who haven't.
Yeah.
What do you learn from a win or a loss in, well, specifically a loss, I suppose, in a double overtime game?
That the game doesn't change because it's overtime, and how you play can't change, that you want to make sure that you're not overly protective of the finality of giving up a chance so that you soften your gap, which is not how we play. The game has to be continued on, and then how to suffer through a loss. They hurt. I mean, it seems they're more painful for whatever reason than a regulation loss, because you have players either that feel really good about scoring the winner, or a bunch of guys who feel really bad about being on the ice for the goal. So you have to make sure they rebound right and handle the next game right.
Was there anything today that you saw that your group could have done maybe better than in overtime, given their lack of experience in it?
I would think that we were in the last 10 minutes of that third period, and clearly they're protecting at that point, but we were as strong as we've been in the two games, and we would like to be able to continue to push to that level.
Trial by fire, Paul, for guys like Ehlers, and there's a whole lot of them, Kyle, yeah. Connor and Patrick Laine. How have you felt about the way that they've been able? This is a different type of intensity than they'll get in the regular season. Battles along the wall are certainly a little tougher. Have they stood up to that challenge at this point, or is there another,
yeah,
another
no,
level?
I'm going to fire out a bunch of cliches at you, the team sport concept, but evaluate the group almost as the line. So Kyle hasn't scored, but Mark Scheifele clearly has. The Stassi line scored, produced some big goals for us. Nicky's speed is, he created. So Paul Stastny's goal, the big goal for us in Nashville, is all Nick Ehlers, right? From one end to the other, tries to put it to the net. Patty gets a great chance. Paul Stastny scored, but Nick Ehlers drives that play. So really lots of areas to get better, but that game last night is a real good idea of what this should look like. Chances at both ends. We're in alone three times, 3-2 on ones. They get their chances. They made one more than we did, but the competitive spirit to write in the game.
The message we got from the players we spoke to is that they weren't, there was no way they were going to sit back and then kind of see what transpired. They were going after it. Is that take a little bit of sting away from how that overtime goal went? And maybe 16 hours later, how are you viewing that whole scenario?
I liked their game. I don't think that we dominated the game. I don't think they did either. Like I said, I think the chances were very close to being even. There were some great chances both ways. Any one of them ends that game earlier. That plays the final play of the game. But I thought coming into the series that we were going to have a bit of a lag because the style was going to be completely different from the series prior. And being that was their first experience for a lot of these guys of what playoff hockey is, game one is a complete departure relative to the Minnesota series. So I thought we made all the right mental adjustments in terms of how to approach the game going into game two in a tough building, clawing back into the game. There's a lot of real good things.
Last one, do you do you as a coach walk in and say, guys, we got a split, and we go home with home ice advantage now? Is that how you they transition from that, the immediate disappointment, to now seeing all this last 72 hours as a positive?
The split's a fact, and that's your minimum goal going into your first two, is you want to make sure that you get a win to get the game back onto your ice. But when you get into double overtime, you certainly want to at that point, so you're still feeling the pain for it. You can just got to deal with it today so it's not a part of your tomorrow.
Shifley's leading the playoff goal scorers. Have you seen little things he's kind of cranked up a little bit in the playoffs compared to the regular season?
Not so much there. I think from game 1, 2, and 3 of the Minnesota series, he's changed his mindset. In my opinion, mine has become a shooter more. I thought he moved a lot of pucks to try to create things. Excellent passer. I think he may view himself more as a playmaker. I think if Mark got selfish in his game, and I'm not encouraging him to do it, but I think he's a 30 to 50 goal scorer. I think he's got that kind of shot. And we totally leave him alone in terms of his decisions, what he does with the puck on the offensive side of it. But he seems to have shifted now. If it's on a stick, he's thinking, I can be a shooter too.
And how does that rub off on the players?
Usually we're jumping up and down cheering for him when it happens.
You always talk about drivers, and he's really...
Yeah, he's been that for us all year, for sure. I mean, we were, I don't know if shocked is the right word, and I probably may have told one of the few lies that I tell up here, that I wasn't overly surprised at how well we played when he was out. But when Blake went into the middle, I mean, we were hoping to hold water there. But other than that, Mark's a key piece to the team, clearly a driver, minutes, and that power play. So his overall performance, I think what it should do is, Mark's still a young man, and he's driving an NHL team offensively right now. You can be a driver at a young age.
Paul, I want to ask, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, your defense have the green light to pinch at that blue line if there's forward support with the OT goal against. To me, it looked like there was forward support. So how do you feel about the role of the forwards with respect to that goal?
Yeah, the plays away from that scrum at the line got us into the scrum. So I'm not picking on those five guys. I got no problem with the D holding line in that situation.
Fair to say, yeah, it was the support was in the right places and no major concerns.
Just got to win it, yeah.
Fair. And third goal against as well, it seemed that there was a bit of an aggressive pinch and maybe there wasn't the forward support that time. Does that fall into a similar category? Is that a little bit different for you guys?
No, I think that one for me is a line change. That's all that was. We came off we had full possession of the puck and didn't need to unload it. Got ourselves into a problem on a line change.
Sure, fair enough. And then in terms of just the style between games 1 and 2, they look like very, very different games to me in terms of where the chances were coming from, how clean the slot was in game 1, how few high-quality chances there were despite the zone time. Then it opens up a little bit more. And do you feel more comfortable attacking the game the way Jets' style of hockey is, very, very aggressive up the ice?
The most important thing that we did as a hockey team this year is define what we're good at and then play to an identity of what we're good at. We wouldn't have asked our goaltender to do what we asked Connor to do in game 1 more than 2 or 3 times all year. He did it. We got the win. The next game was truer to our identity. There's going to be things we want to get better at. Same with Nashville. There was too much offense for either team's defensive half of your brain. But there was lots of good offense on the offensive side of it. So everybody's just trying to shift it a little bit. That game 2, is our game, is the game that we play. They made mistakes. We made mistakes. There's things we're trying to clean up. It wasn't a perfect game, but it was true to our identity.
You, I think, 12 in a row at home or something like that, including 3 in the playoffs. It can't just be white-clad fans, Paul. What is it about, in your mind, what is it about this building that makes it tough and has given you a bit of an advantage in this series now?
It's energy. This series will be a little different because the matchup, for the most part, that we face there is probably going to be the matchup where we're comfortable. Both teams are comfortable. The matchup's fairly clearly defined. And then even if you're out of matchup, nobody's pulling people off the ice to do it. Energy in the playoffs is critical, right? as this goes on, even if you get rest between series, the bodies don't feel quite as strong, right? The hitting is heavy. The energy expenditure is huge. So when Patty Laine comes down the pipe and he cracks that post, we're going to get a bounce from energy that you don't get when you're on the road. And it is this building, and the fans are loud, and they're wired to the game. It's not the music. It's not the stuff that happens on the TV timeouts that wires them up. It's the game that wires our fans up. So when we play that aggressive game and we get those chances, there's more energy. Feels different on the other team's bench. It's just a really good home building.